Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Zvachim, Perik Yud, Mishnah Gimel Habchar, Kaidim Lameiser. Carbon Bchar comes before a Carbon Meiser. What gives a Bchar precedence? What gives it more Kiddusha? Both are Kaddish Kalim, both have only one application of Dam on the Mizbeach. So what makes the Bchar more Kaddish? Mipnei, because, the Mishnah continues, Shekiddushasai Meirechem. The kiddush of a bchar comes from the moment that it's born, whereas a meiser doesn't get kiddush until the owner says that it's meiser, until he's magdish it. Furthermore, v'nechal l'kehanim, a bchar can only be eaten by kehanim, a meiser can be eaten by anyone. Vaitra says in Mishnah, ha-meiser kodim l'yoifes, carbon meiser comes before any bird carbon, mipnei shehu zevach. Animal carbonis are shechted with a knife. Bird carbonis have malika. Zvachim are considered more chashiv. Furthermore, the yesh boy kodshe kodeshim. Parts of the meiser. So here the Mishnah teaches us a very big chiddush. Meiser, and for that matter, other kodeshe kalim karbonis, are kodshe kalim. The meat could be eaten by anyone, not necessarily zichrei kohuna. It could be eaten all over Yerushalayim. But the chelik of the kodshei kalim that goes up on the mizbeach, like the dam and the emrim, the pot that's burnt on the mizbeach, that part of the carbon is considered kodshei kodeshim. So once again, the Mishnah explains another reason the meiser comes before oifos, besides the fact that it's a zevach, which means you shecht it, but v'yesh boy kodshei kodeshim. Parts of it are kodshei kodeshim, that would be damoi, both its blood, goes up on the Mizbeach, the Emerov, and the part that's burnt on the Mizbeach. Wait a second. That's only part of the Meiser. Carbon Oif is completely Kachay Kaddishim. There are two types of bird carbonis, Oil and Chadis, and both are Kachay Kaddishim. And the answer is explains about Tanura. But the Kachay Kaddishim, part of the Meiser, is its blood and its Emerov. Masha'enke and Achatis Oif, the Mizbeach only has its blood. There are no Emerov and Achatis Oif. No part of the meat or anything that's burnt on the Mizbeach. That's what the Mishnah means. Meiser comes first because v'yesh bei kodshei kodeshim damai ve'emerov. It's blood and the parts that get burnt on the Mizbeach. Masha enkein, let's say the chatas ha'if has only the blood, not the emrim. And once we establish that it comes before a chatas ha'if, so for sure it comes before an oilas ha'if, because chatas ha'if itself comes before oilas ha'if. Like we're going to see weiter in Mishnah Dalit. Okay, chazing over our Mishnah, Perek Yud, Mishnah Gimel. Bchar comes before Meiser Behemah because it is Kiddusha Seimerechem. It is born with Kiddusha. No one has to make it Kaddish. As soon as a Bchar is born, it already has the end of a Bchar. It's also only eaten by the Kehanim. Meiser comes before Eifeis because it's a Zevach that's shechted with a knife, and it also has within it a part that's Kachay Kaddish. The meat is Kaddishi Kalim. That can be eaten by anyone throughout all of Yerushalayim. But part of it is Kachay Kaddishim. That's its blood and its Emrim. A client that has a choice between Achatas Ha'if and let's say Meiser Behema or Oilas Behema. So what's the din? So the rule is as follows. Being that an Oila comes before Meiser and Achatas Ha'if comes before an Oilas Behema, like we learned, he should first be Makriv the Achatas Ha'if and then the Oila and then the Meiser.